Chair, you are on the record.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Thursday, November 7th, 2024, ADA board meeting. I'll call the meeting to order and ask Grammy to do a roll call of board members.
Commissioner Sandy?
Here.
Commissioner Crum?
Here.
Mr. Kendig?
Here.
Mr. Fogel?
Here.
Mr. Elledge?
Here.
Mr. Vivlamore?
Here.
Chair Proust?
Here.
You have quorum, sir.
Thank you. Before us is an agenda based on this morning's information. I request that we modify this agenda, that we postpone item number B, audit of financial statements, and item number D to our December 11th meeting. So I'd like to modify the agenda of those two items, that they be postponed to the 11th.
Second.
Well,
make a motion first.
Yeah,
and then
someone
has
was
to that make, cart before the horse.
Yeah, someone has to make a motion to adopt the agenda as with modifications.
Yes, I make a motion to modify the agenda with those two modifications of B and D postponed until the December, I believe it's the 12th.
11th.
The 11th. December 11th meeting.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on adopting the modified agenda? Hearing none, agenda is approved. Okay. That brings us to item number four, public comments. I remind everybody to please state your name and affiliation clearly for the record. 2 minutes per person, and that the comments should address the items on the agenda that is before the board today. So if it's not before the board today, when that subject matter comes up, we look forward to hearing the public comments. With that, is there anybody in the boardroom wishing to make a public comment? Go ahead. Sorry, this comes back. What subject matter is it?
The Arctic Refuge allocation and the X line of credit.
I believe that'll be on next month's agenda.
I received written invitation to speak at both this meeting and next meeting.
Yeah, well, that was, I guess that was a mistake. But so today it's about what we have on the agenda. But with that, I believe the Arctic. The Arctic Wildlife Refuge leases will be up on the 11th. So you're more than welcome to come back and talk in.
Can I speak about the retention of counsel then for the Ambler District?
Attention of outside counsel?
Yeah.
Sure.
Great, thanks. My name is Margie Deshevsky. I'm here representing myself, and I encourage you to reconsider and not pass the resolution for the retention of counsel on the Ambler District. And I am here in person because last board meeting was unable to comment on the phone due to a technical glitch. Wanted to make sure I was able to speak before important decisions are made because I've been commenting at ADA board meetings since 2020, which is, I looked online, longer than nearly half of the current ADA board members have been serving. And I've repeatedly experienced obstructions to public comment, and this is just the latest in a long line of difficulties. Over the past 4 years, I've often felt like when I testify, your mind has already been made up, and in this case, it literally has been, and I can't even speak to the issues that brought me here primarily today. I want to ensure that the ADA board hears from the public and underscore the importance of public process, because our inability to comment at your last meeting was a blatant disregard for the importance of public process. You made critical decisions at your last meeting and essentially silenced public input, and that's just the latest in a long-standing track record of violating the Open Meetings Act. ADA has wasted a tremendous amount of money on poor investments and the item on the agenda, G2413, retention of counsel for the Ambler District, is just an extension of that. It's a sunk cost. It's not going to have a return on investment, and Alaskans need to be looking forward and investing in the future that will promote the thriving future that we all want. And one final question that I have is, if there is legal oversight from the State Department of Law at the meetings regarding adherence to the Open Meetings Act, is that something that's happening, or is that no longer present here?
So this is a public comment section, not a question and answer.
Okay. So, I will let that
stand.
We're
happy to answer that if you want to put the question in writing to staff, through Ramey, that, you know, we're happy to do that.
I'll follow up in writing.
And I'll remind that the item number C, retained outside counsel, it's for more than one topic. It's for multiple topics with specialties in multiple areas. So outside counsel is not one person. It'll be multiple.
Sure.
Multiple firms associated with their expertise.
Yeah.
For Ada's daily business. So.
Including the Ambler Road.
Ambler may be part of it, you know. That discussion will come up on our December 11th meeting. So okay. What actually is going to happen with Amblers, or not Ambler, but Anwar. Okay, thank you.
See you in December.
All right, anybody else within the boardroom? All right, Ramey, anybody online?
If there are any members on the line that wish to make a public comment, please press *9 on your phone now. You will be recognized in the order that you called. Please clearly state your name and your affiliation if you have one. Yes, Chair, we have one member on the line.
One?
Two.
Okay. Well.
Hi, my name is Sean McDermott, and I'm the Arctic Program Coordinator with the Northern Alaska Environmental Center. Thank you for the opportunity to comment today. I would like to begin by quoting the response I received from ADA staff following the failure to enable comments at the October board meeting in light of your comments at this meeting. So to quote, ADA will have upcoming board meetings on November 7th and December 11th, 2024. To the extent members of the public would like to provide oral comments on ANWR Resolution G2411, including the potential withdrawal of the resolution, they are invited to do so at either of those board meetings. So just, you know, wanted to reiterate that that has been conveyed to the public. So I am here to share my strong opposition to ADA's approval of up to $20 million to bid during the mandated lease sale in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge's coastal plain later this year. I also want to express my disappointment that the board moved forward at its October meeting to approve Resolution G2411 without allowing for public testimony. ADA's suggestion that concerned Alaskans call again today to comment on an already approved resolution, only to state at the meeting today that those comments will not be welcome, is not an adequate response. The board was alerted to issues with public calling line during the last meeting and chose to approve resolutions without allowing for comment. I'd just like to express again my disappointment that that was how things proceeded. The initial lease sale in 2021 was riddled with flaws and environmental oversights, and the Department of Interior's final supplemental environmental review supports canceling ADA's original leases. Not only does it go against Alaskans' economic interests for ADA to continue pursuing oil and gas development, it compromises environmental and community health on both sides of the Alaska-Canada border. It's troubling that ADA continues to ignore overwhelming public opposition to their projects like Ambler Road and the refuge oil and gas leasing. The money ADA continues to spend on these misguided projects is public funding and should be used to support Alaskans. I'm asking that ADA reconsider their approval of Resolution G2411 and that the board not approve Resolution G2413 in regards to retaining counsel around the Ambler Road project. There should be more notice of planned resolutions, transparency, and opportunities for meaningful public involvement in ADA's decisions, which use public money and impact all Alaskans. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you for your comments. I'll remind everybody, please speak to the agenda that's before us.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Pamela Miller. I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska. I've been tracking this issue for most of my life. I believe what has been said about the agenda already in this meeting is blatantly incorrect. Resolution G2413 is on the agenda, and it explicitly states, and therefore be it resolved, this authority authorizes its executive director to pay up to $750,000 for the cost of litigation related to leases for the, it says Alaska, but it means Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, from the authority's revolving fund. If the revolving fund is a slush fund, that means you can pay out of it without proper procedures. That's a problem. I would also like to say that it was, you haven't corrected the problem with the public process on the prior resolution, which you're claiming that you're going to wait to the next meeting to deal with. I urge ADA to perform its operations in a Zoom where we, the public, can see the people that we are testifying to, and that you can see us as regular Alaskans, and that this disembodied voice and the process of, I had to check after I called in, how do I even make a comment? How do I raise my hand? That is not given in the message when you call in. This is the most arcane public process that does keep the public from a meaningful public process, and therefore I urge you not to approve Resolution G2413. It does also address Ambler and other issues, but clearly you haven't, it's a meaningless process, and I appreciate the comments made by the other members of the public. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you for your comments. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Andrea. Oh, thank you. My name is Andrea Feniger. I live in Anchorage, Alaska. And I also want to speak out against G2413, which was on the agenda as I saw it, and I recommend not retaining the council for Ambler Road through the fund. I also was in the meeting last month trying to comment on G2411 and was unable to, and I know that you request that we stick to this agenda, but since we were not given the opportunity to publicly comment and you move forward with a vote anyway, I feel incredibly disillusioned about the public process or my ability to engage as an Alaskan, and would like to express my deep opposition to G2411 and ask that the board reconsider their approval of the $20 million to bid on leases. It seems like we've wasted enough time and money on a fruitless venture that other people aren't interested in for a reason. It's a bad investment. And I just think it's time for us to turn the page on that fruitless venture. So I really urge the board to reconsider the decision itself, but also make sure that they make it right the wrong that was done by not letting us publicly comment and then continue on with the vote anyway, and now request that we stay silent about it. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. All right. All right, so with no more online, I will close the public comment section. And I will now go to new business, which first up on the agenda is executive session confidential matters related to the FY24 draft audit financial statement, FY206 A to dividend, A to internal investment policies, potential project investment opportunities, legal matters, all of which subject to deliberative process, executive process, or attorney-client privilege, as well as statutory protections from the disclosures from the Alaska Open Meeting Act and the Alaska Public Records Act. I will entertain a motion for executive session.
Mr. Chairman, this is Albert. I move that the board enter an executive session for the purpose of discussing the items you just mentioned. These matters, which, if discussed publicly, could have an adverse effect on the finances of ADA, are matters that are attorney-client privileged, and matters involving consideration of issues and that by law are not subject to public disclosure due to the executive or deliberative process privilege or other law. The executive session and matters discussed therein are proper subjects for an executive session under the Alaska Open Meetings Act, reference Alaska Statute 44-62-3310C1-3-4, and the Alaska Public Records Act.
This is Bill Vivlemore, I second.
Thank you. Ramey, would you poll the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Commissioner Crum?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogle?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Vivlemore?
Yes.
Chair Prus?
Yes.
Chair, you are in executive session.
Thank you, and again.
Chair, you are on the record.
You got anybody you want to bring in, Randy?
No.
You want to let everybody know what we're back open for business?
Does there need to be a motion to come out of executive?
No.
No?
Are you ready? All right, I'll advise the public that the board did not take any action on the matters discussed while in executive session. The session is limited to discussion of matters directly protected from public disclosure by the Open Meetings Act. All right, so we are out of executive session. That brings us to item resolution G24-13, aid of retention of outside counsel. Randy?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Chair and members of the board, you have before you a resolution, G24-13, which would authorize the use of $750,000 in funds, ADA funds, for litigation related to the ANWR leases that were wrongfully and unlawfully canceled by the federal government. We're in some litigation now over those leases. We hope to have a positive decision. Frankly, within the next 4 to 5 days, that will affect the litigation going forward, as if we win that decision, which we hopefully and expect to do, the federal government has the option to review the decision and say, you know, the judge is correct, ADA owns those leases, and that would be the end of the litigation. So while the amount authorized is significant at $750,000, it may, that's an up to number. It's not going to require that amount to be spent. And circumstances, you know, could make use of those funds not unnecessary. So, but we do want to have some funds available in case things cut the other way and we have to litigate further, you know, the right to ownership of our leases. So that's the ANWR part that's in the resolution, Chair. The other part that's in the resolution relates to the Ambler Road. And once again, there was an unlawful, illegal decision by the federal administration to deny us our right-of-way. That right-of-way was guaranteed at statehood to access state lands under Section 6I of the Statehood Act. It was also guaranteed again in 1980 in Anilka by Senator Stevens, in Section 201.4 of ANILCA, and again in Section 1110B of ANILCA. Both of those statutes state very clearly that access is mandatory. It is not a discretionary function for the Secretary to choose to grant or not. We hope to resolve that access issue soon, but again, it's likely to require some litigation. And again, the amount is set up to $750,000, but based on what occurs here coming up in the next few months, there may be little to no need to use those funds.
Okay. Questions for Randy?
Mr. Chairman.
Albert.
We have a number of lawsuits pending, I think, with Judge Gleason.
That's correct.
And all of these lawsuits really have to do with Alaska state rights versus the federal government, not necessarily just one small issue of AMLR or ANWR, et cetera. A lot of these injustices that were done to the state of Alaska are really violations of the ANILCA Act. Is that correct?
Member Fogel, I would say it's a violation of, in this instance and in other instances, as you said, it applies statewide. The access rights under the Statehood Act are guaranteed wherever there's state land. So you're right, it is broader than just AMLR. And then there are specific statutes in ANILCA, you know, that are focused on AMLR. So when it comes to the AMLR access project, the violations are more than just one of the statutes.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Albert.
Chairman.
Go ahead.
This is Commissioner Sandy. Randy, could you please just spend a little bit of time elaborating or discussing? We heard today in public comment, the majority of public comment is opposed. And can you talk a little bit about your experience about the majority of public comment versus the majority of public opinion? And also specifically, I'm thinking about, going out to, the communities like Shugnak and Allakaket, and your level of engagement and sort of the view of the projects from having been out there and spent time with the folks in those communities where these jobs would have the most benefit and impact those folks out there.
Sure. Member Sandy, I can provide some more context. So first of all, whether to develop Alaska's natural resources, including developing access to those resources, is an issue that was decided back at statehood. It's embedded in our Constitution. It's not up, for popular vote or revisiting now. It's part of our Constitution. It would take an amendment to the Constitution to remove that mandate to develop resources for the good of all Alaskans. And that's another point to remember, is that Alaska's state lands are owned essentially in common for the benefit of all Alaskans. So, individuals may think it's a weight of public comment on one side or the other that should prevail, but that's the issue of whether to develop resources was made back at statehood. So we have that mandate. Individuals are certainly, able to comment one way or the other, but the mandate is there. Until it's not there, we should pursue it aggressively. And then as it goes to ADA's mission, the legislature did put in our statutes that it's our mission to develop resources. And their goal or their reason for that given is that having people employed and working is good for them. It's good for the state as a whole. And it's something that we should be pushing forward as we can as an entity. And to take it a little bit further, ADA has been visiting the communities. We do have resolutions of support from individuals that live closest to the project, and their voices should be given significant weight. And so Allakaket, we do visit with Allakaket. They've passed a resolution. Hughes has passed a resolution of support. We'll be visiting all the communities again. And people in those communities, from what I've seen, it's not a easy life in those communities. Things are very expensive. There's one barge per year. I think the barging cost to build a new house is almost half of the price of the house. It's tough living conditions out there. And frankly, a lot of residents want something better for themselves and their families and feel like it's not only something they need, it's something they must have in order to keep people living and staying in those communities from moving away. So as Chair Westlake mentioned at one meeting, it's not what will happen if a mine and a road are developed, it's what happens to our communities if we don't develop, and what happens to the children and the people in those villages. So while I respect all comments and everybody's entitled to voice their opinion, I think that, we have a mandate. It's not optional. It's not subject to popular vote. And it's actually the right mandate in terms of for the betterment of all Alaskans. So ADA will continue working with the communities and the tribes and getting information out. But, you know, the unemployment rates are extreme in those communities. And a lot of people want a better life. So if we can help do that, I think that's a positive.
Thank you.
Further questions? I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Albert. I'd like to motion that resolution G24-13, a resolution of ADA approving the retention of outside counsel and initiation of litigation to address unlawful federal overreach severely impacting its projects and mission.
It's Bill Vivlemore, a second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Ramey, would you poll the board?
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Commissioner Crum?
Don't see him on.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Vivlemore?
Yes.
Chair Pruse?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. All right. Next up on the agenda is when our next board meeting is for December 11th. Randy, is you want to give everybody a heads up what you're thinking is going to be on the agenda?
Sure, Chair. So, Chair and members, we'll have a couple of items from the loan participation program, I believe, on the agenda, probably two loans. We'll likely have the resolutions that were not brought forward today and the adoption of the dividend and the financial statements, and probably some further discussion about the investment policy of ADA.
Correct.
The ANWR, discussion of the ANWR leases and status.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the dividend, yeah, that's on the finance. So just to radiate for everybody on the ANWR leases, we will know the board definitive on the timing and the brackets that the administration has put on the lease, on the leases, what can be done, can't be done, which actual leases they are. So I would suggest, Randy, that we have a follow-up resolution on that, considering what the administration puts out, the actual leases.
Yeah, we'll provide an updated resolution.
Okay.
Chair.
What are the terms going to be put out?
Member
terms of the lease?
Right. So we have a record of decision that was issued yesterday by BLM that selected an alternative, but there can be additional terms and conditions imposed by Interior. We expect them to do that within the next 2 weeks.
All right. Board comments.
Randy, I just want to say thank you to you and your staff. I know that a lot of work is going on in this building, but it's not easy work, and it takes commitment and dedication to doing what's right for all Alaskans. And I just applaud you, because I think when history looks back, this will be a definitive moment that we have fought back against from a federal overreach. So thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Further comments from the board members?
Great job, Randy and staff.
Thank you.
Really proud to be here and be associated with you men and ladies.
Thank you.
I would encourage the board members to review the old comments, communications that ADA has received with the various subject matter and the new ones that we've received since the last board meeting before our next boarding. It appears that most of them are dealing with ANWR, the resolutions. But I would ask that you review that, those public comments between now and then. I also ask you to, even though there's the details are not, I guess subject to change, review the summary of the financial statements that were provided to us for questions on that. Randy already has my questions.
Yeah.
Subject to more, but that's important. And then also, if we could pass a resolution or at least a guidance to Jeff and your crew on investment policy. Can we take that up in December for start of the new year?
Yes, Chair.
Okay. With that, I'd like to thank Ramey and her staff and Randy and your staff. I appreciate today's efforts. And with that, I'll take a motion for adjournment.
This is Albert. Motion to adjourn.
It's Bill. I'll second.
Are there any objections? We are adjourned. Thank you.